Outdoor. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. One of the suspects in the fatal shooting of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller has a court date today. Lindy Jones was allegedly at the wheel of the car that Guy Rivera was in when Rivera allegedly shot Officer Diller and tried to shoot another officer. Jones, due in court today, faces weapons charges while Rivera is charged with murder and attempted murder. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore says the best minds in the world are involved in plans to reopen the channel into Baltimore Harbor, blocked by the wreckage of the Key Bridge. Crews have set about the monumental chore of removing the twisted steel and concrete. Moore says one of the priorities is reopening the crucial port of Baltimore, one of the nation's busiest.
This is not just impacting Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Ohio. It's impacting the restaurant in Louisiana and in Tennessee. This is impacting the entire country.
More on Fox News Sunday. Four construction workers unaccounted for, presumed dead in the aftermath of Tuesday's bridge collapse. The eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood was packed with people enjoying Easter Sunday brunch. Two men started arguing. One of them pulled a gun. And when the shooting was over,
eight persons were transported from this scene, one of them deceased, five others confirmed gunshot victims, one other with a scratch, the cause of which we're not sure at this point, and then one person who wanted to go to the hospital due to a panic attack.
And now there's a manhunt underway. Nashville police spokesman Don Aaron telling WTVF that they're hunting for 46-year-old Anton Rucker, who police say has a previous criminal record. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed this morning. The Dow is down 145 points, while the NASDAQ is up 91. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. With a drought draining water supplies across the western U.S., federal lawmakers have reintroduced legislation to better understand how much water we use and where it's going. That measure would create a new program to use satellite technology to estimate how much water is lost to evapotranspiration. That's where water from the ground and plants is lost to the atmosphere. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto and Congresswoman Susie Lee have introduced the Open Access Evapotranspiration Data Act. Similar legislation died in the U.S. Senate back in 2021. Water experts, including officials with the Southern Nevada Water Authority, the SNWA, say expanding the program nationwide is a much-needed tool for better water management. If you're an AT&T customer, it's not what you wanted to hear while enjoying your weekend. Personal data from 73 million current and former AT&T customers have been leaked to the dark web. Company officials say that data was released about 2 weeks ago, and they're still not sure whether that information came from the company itself or one of its vendors. AT&T officials say that data appears to be from 2019 or earlier, impacting 7.6 million current customers, 65.4 million former customers. Anyone who has been affected will get an email or letter from the company. Now, if you're an allergy sufferer, you don't need a calculator to tell you spring has sprung. And while you may not be looking forward to allergy season, there are some simple ways you can control your exposure, like keeping your windows at home, in the car, and at work closed. Doctors recommending that if you are, in fact, an allergy sufferer, you start taking your medication a couple of weeks before the season officially kicks in. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a pretty smooth start to the drive-in this Monday morning. No accidents for reports. Starting to slow down in all the usual places. That certainly involves the Resort Corridor on I-15 between Spring Mountain and Russell Road, as well as the drive up from Henderson on the east side of the valley on 95, both directions around Tropicana and Flamingo because of the construction cones. Have one accident to report just off the Beltway in the northern part. That's on the Hualapai on-ramp to get onto 215 westbound. Beautiful day in the valley today, mostly sunny skies, cool temperatures, so we'll stop just short of 70 degrees this afternoon. We're at 48, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it. It's already April 1st, April Fool's Day, and we have promised no April Fool's jokes over the course of the next 2 hours. I can just about promise you that. Always good to have him on. He is no April Fool. He is Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, how was your Easter?
Oh, it was wonderful, thank you. Really enjoyed our turf service and had an egg hunt for the kids at home, and it was really nice.
Oh, that is wonderful. You've been writing a lot over the course of the last couple of weeks, but one column that I want to pinpoint, and that is the rise of RFK Jr. And what he could mean to the presidential election come November. Can you talk a little bit about your column and your thoughts on RFK Jr.?
Yeah, I think most people, when they hear about his candidacy, the first thing that they jump to is, well, is he going to help Trump or Biden? You know, who's he going to hurt? Who's he going to take votes from? I do think he's going to take votes primarily away from Biden, although I think there will be some, you know, from both camps. But I think he's interesting to look at just as a figure in his own right, because his campaign is interesting in this respect. He's not running on, you know, low taxes, more welfare, something like that. I mean, his biggest push is health. And you listen to him talk, and that's a very constant theme. Not just when he speaks, but in his commercials and his social media postings, is he kind of wants to restore health. He wants to take on chronic disease, and so I think it's really interesting to look at him in that respect. And you know what's happening there? Kind of what's happening behind the scenes? You know, if everything is going well in society, to have an outsider say, well, we've got to take care of health, you know, especially with all the supposed experts have dismissed him as a quack, it doesn't really get very far. And so I think the fact that he's attracting attention kind of shows that people have lost faith in the institutions and lost faith in the supposed elites in medicine and in business, in government after all the coronavirus stuff. And there is a significant portion of the electorate. I don't think it's a majority by any means, but, you know, enough to sway a presidential election, who say, you know, a pox on both these parties. This is what I want. Like, something's broken and no one else is talking about fixing it. And so I think that's the kind of voter that he's going for. And I think he'll, you know, if he's able to get on the ballot in all the different states, I think he'll take a sizable chunk of the vote.
Is he on here in Nevada? We are one of seven states, battleground states, that are going to be impacting the election. Is he going to be here? Is he going to be on the ballot?
It is not yet determined. His campaign said that they submitted enough signatures, I'll say 2 or 3 weeks ago. I followed up with the Secretary of State's office, and they said, oh, it's decided by the counties. And then a day or two later, news came out. The Secretary of State's office said, well, your petition that was signed has to have the vice presidential candidate on it. And so the RFK camp has, you know, vowed to sue. I went and looked up the statute. It does seem like, you know, that you do have to have the president and vice presidential candidate on the signature gathering form. But, you know, the RFK camp released an email from the Secretary of State's office where they asked that, and the Secretary of State's office said no. And so it's a bit of a mess. But I do think, you know, it's only 15,000 signatures, and he's got another couple months to do it. So I do suspect he'll be on the ballot here. And he could have an absolutely a pivotal role in Nevada. I mean, if he's on the ballot in Nevada, I think you think Trump's chances have go up, you know, whatever percentage, you know, maybe 10 to 15% more likely that Trump wins the state. I do think he's going to be a place for Democrats who say, man, Biden is too old. He's not mentally with it. I'm obviously not voting for Trump. This is my protest vote.
What will his issues be? I've seen speeches where he's talked about big tech and there's all kinds of different issues that he's into. What do you see as the issues that will carry the day for RFK Jr.?
I really think the health issue is his biggest thing, is this idea that, you know, Americans are getting sicker. That, you know, when his uncle was president, 6% of Americans had chronic diseases. Now it's 60%. Yeah, and I do think there are lots of people, you know, including myself, and to some degree, who say, yeah, like, that's a big concern. And maybe it's not government that's fixing it, but the idea that, you know, all of these kids are medicated, you know, like, we're medicating our boys because they're boys and they can't sit still in a classroom for 7 hours a day, like, that doesn't make any sense. And, you know, it's so funny that, you know, Democrats will be against big profits and everywhere, but, you know, big pharma. And it's like, no, I really don't trust big pharma. You know, like, I appreciate lots of what they've done, and you can hold both of these thoughts at the same time. You can appreciate modern medicine, you can be grateful for it, and you can be suspicious of, you know, tens of millions of Ritalin prescriptions going out, or all the painkiller prescriptions going out. Like, there's something off there. And I don't know if it's just, you know, we're trying to put little kids in a box that they're not going to fit in because they're little kids. If it's just, oh, it's easier to assign a prescription instead of, like, looking and saying, like, well, you know, are you eating a healthy diet? Are you getting enough exercise? Are you stressed out? But I do think that's a fertile ground, and especially after COVID, when the medical experts just botched it completely. You know, 15 days to slow the spread, and, you know, they shut down blue states for a year and a half. And even red states, you know, were shut down for, well, weeks, you know, but a little longer than 15 days. And so I think there's lots of people who are willing to say, look, the supposed experts, the supposed elites, they messed it up, and I want someone new in there who's willing to go in and say, you know, you guys screwed up, and we've got to try something different.
Victor, any evidence that they are putting any kind of political infrastructure into our state? Have they named a state director or any of that stuff for the RFK Jr. campaign?
You know, I can't recall right offhand if they have. I certainly, you know, suspect they will. I mean, his vice presidential candidate is extremely wealthy, and so that helps. That helps a lot in terms of having money that you know, if she's willing to contribute to the effort, to have money for ballot access. And, you know, the interesting thing with RFK and with third-party candidates is that, you know, right now, you know, he's obviously benefiting from name recognition. He's obviously benefiting from the fact that lots of people are not excited about a Trump-Biden rematch. And then the question is, you know, is it do those voters come home as the election gets closer and they realize, you know, oh, it really is going to be Biden or Trump? Do they go to their respective camps? And, you know, I think obviously that will happen in some respect, but I do think that JFK's vote total will be larger than the margin of victory for Trump or Biden in a number of states.
One of the other columns you wrote last week and over the weekend, how Governor Lombardo essentially upstaged a lot of Democrats on the issue of housing. Can you talk about it? Because I'm starting to hear more and more from voters about affordable housing and what we need to be doing to fix what is clearly broken.
Well, you know, the column was on, you know, the Democrats have been hammering Lombardo over these vetoes of some rent control bills from the last legislative session, and they're trying to paint it as, oh, Lombardo doesn't care about affordable housing. And, you know, rent control, what's the appeal of rent control? That if you are in an apartment or in a house that you're renting and you really like it, then your rent's not going to go up as much. So that is a tangible benefit to a select number of people. But then you have to ask, what happens next? And this is what Democrats often don't do with their policies, is they just think, oh, I'll make one change, and that's the only thing that'll change. But with rent control, you ask, well, what happens next? And we don't have to speculate, because rent control's happened all around the country for decades. You're disincentivizing people to build new houses, new rental units. Because all of a sudden people are paying below market rents, the owner of the apartment or the house spends less money on maintenance, so the quality of the house declines. But the renter doesn't want to move, right, because their rate is below market. And so what you end up with in the long term is you end up with less housing, with housing quality that's declined, and you've actually made the problem worse. That's what's so funny to hear all these Democrats, you know, attack Lombardo for, oh, he didn't support rent control. Yeah, you know why? Because he wants affordable housing. And rent control, in the long run, produces less of that, because it disincentivizes people to build more housing, which is the ultimate solution. So, yes, I think, you know, what Lombardo's calling for with releasing more federal land for housing is exactly what we need. I mean, we need more housing. That's the way you get out of a situation where the housing prices are crazy, and they are crazy. They are absolutely out of control right now. I think the market is, you know, two-thirds, double what it should be. You know, the median home price is something like $425,000. I mean, even with Joe Biden's inflation, that's crazy. You know, I think it'd be very good for the median home price to be around $200,000 for people to feel like, oh, I've got a real chance to get into a home. And the way that you get there is you build more housing. And I think anything that we can do for that, again, that's not the immediate solution, especially not when people are moving here from all around the country. But that is the solution. That is the long-term solution.
So what is it that the governor has actually done other than sending a letter to President Biden?
Well, that's kind of what he can do, right? He can ask the president to release the federal land. He can go through, encourage municipalities to, you know, streamline their regulatory process. He can veto bad bills up in Carson City. But, I mean, the governor is not the emperor, right? He can't dictate that, oh, you know, 40,000 new housing units, boom, there they are. You know, he can create the conditions for building companies to come in and then, you know, create the long-term conditions where people feel confident that their investment will be protected. But he can't just snap his fingers and solve it immediately.
I want to ask you about something that goes hand in hand with Easter Sunday, and that is the Trans Day of Visibility. You talk about bad optics. It's horrible, and the president's taken a lot of criticism today and over the weekend about this this proclamation. Can you talk a little bit about what you know?
Yeah, well, Sunday was Easter Sunday. It's when Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, which is a sign and the hope of our salvation. And, you know, President Biden, supposedly a practicing Catholic, declared it Trans Day of Visibility. And that's obviously a nod to the transgender movement. And, you know, the idea that someone is born in the wrong body is, there's lots of logical problems with it. But the reason it's so egregious to do it on Easter Sunday is it's really an attack on what was established in Genesis 1. Which is God created a male and female, right? I mean, you're not born in the wrong body. You're born in the body that God wanted you to be in and that he created you to be in. And so, you know, this is from the same president who says, oh, Israel, you can't defend yourself during Ramadan because that's the holy month for the Muslims. And here he is just dumping on Christians in the country and making it very obvious where his priorities lie.
Yeah, we were talking about optics, the horrible optics that occurred last week, which was just horrible, was the split screen that Fox had of Donald J. Trump standing with the blue and then the Radio City Music Hall and the glitzy fundraiser for Joe Biden. Can you talk a little bit about optics and how I don't know how you feel, but to me, the optics were just horrible for Joe Biden.
Well, the optics were bad because they revealed the truth, right? I mean, Joe Biden's border policies are dangerous, and they're not dangerous to him because he and his friends have protection, right? They've got either private security or they're in the good part of town. And they don't have to worry about it. And it's the common working man and woman who are affected by all of the criminal illegal aliens that have been, you know, released into the country, have been arrested and not deported. And you have an example. And, you know, I hope the American public wakes up and sees what's happening and sees that, you know, for these Democrats, they are not going to personally experience, in most of the cases, the results, the dangerous results of their open border policies, while their constituents, while the rest of us, are, because we don't go to those fancy fundraisers, right? We don't live in the communities with the 24-hour private security. And so that's, you know, it's what's so destructive about what the Democrats have done, what Biden has done. He's increased crime in a way that it shouldn't have been increased. And if he had been doing his job instead of just throwing the border wide open, many people would be alive today. Many American citizens would be alive today. And you see Trump going there and you know, tangibly saying, look, I don't agree with this. I'm standing with you. I want more safety in our country.
Well, it's going to be an interesting week and month ahead. Again, Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Victor, always good to visit with you, my friend. You have yourself a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I always learn something when I read his columns. There's always something there that maybe I hadn't thought about, didn't understand. And this is great having him on every Monday. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stick around. More to do as we continue on this Monday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt. and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
At Meineke, doing car care right means being able to fix now and pay later. Because with Meineke, fix it now and pay over time with custom finance options available to fit your needs. Meineke's multiple finance solutions are designed to try and cover all credit opportunities, providing customized options for you. See your local Meineke today, and you may be surprised how much they can help. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned or operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I like to dream it. Yes, right between the sun machine.
You know, it's a question I get asked all the time when it comes to candidates for public office. In particular, the so-called nonpartisan races that we end up having. And the question is, well, are they like conservative? Are they MAGA candidates? Do they support Donald Trump? All of these questions. And normally I have a pretty good answer because I keep track of these races and some of the candidates. But when it comes to judges, I'm kind of out in left field in that I just don't have a real good handle. And that's why from time to time we have judge candidates on who can point out what they represent. Madeline Leavitt Cole is one of those candidates for Justice Court Department 5. She's going to join us coming up in just a couple minutes, and we'll find out what it's like to run for judge, how it's different than running for a public office. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.